Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Every game is important.
They had pride, they had talent. They had hats and t-shirts.
That's why Isaac and Suk are ready to predict every NFL game's outcome with their usual laser-like accuracy.
They go so deep.
Football's football.
This is the Fans NFL Challenge, brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The Fans NFL Challenge with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Cut that meat.
The Fan.
Okay, make your picks at 1080thefan.com. You're playing for a $2,500 home theater system, courtesy of Encore Audio Video. Our locks of the week, Mike Lynch leading the way, 3-2. He won last week with Detroit. I am 1-4. And Big Suk is 2-3. But I guarantee I will make every pick correct the rest of the season, or my picks are free.
Clearly. Just throwing it out there.
But they're already free, so. Since I'm in last, I get to go first. And I will double down. I'm doubling down. Because I foolishly took the Jags last week in Kansas City.
Yeah, they got rolled.
They did get rolled, but I watched a lot of that game, and I thought that was kind of one that got away from Jacksonville in a sense that I really liked what their defense was doing for a while, but that Bortles...
throwing the ball off his own guys' helmets?
Yeah, that kind... Yeah, that... What was it, that one, or was it the other one? There was one big turn... he threw it right to the guy, and a pick six for the Chiefs opened that up, and it... It kind of changed the dynamics. I thought the Jags, that was kind of a weird game. I thought the Jags were closer than the final score shows. I'm going to go back on them because I think Dallas isn't that good. And Dallas is having to give up a field goal. Dallas is at home, but hosting Jacksonville, I think a pissed off Jags team will play better offensively, go into Dallas and beat them. I think their defense can hold that Dallas offense down. And so Jacksonville covers -3 at Dallas. Lock it up.
To Mike Lynch.
Brian Bulaga.
No. Mike Lynch. My lock of the week
Brian
is...
Brian Bulaga.
No. Mike Lynch. No, this is Patrick. Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye. My lock of the week this week is Atlanta, who is a 3-point favorite at home against Tampa Bay. Atlanta is way better than a 1-4 team, and Tampa Bay is way worse than a 2-2 team, in my opinion. Tampa has no running game right now. Peyton Barber's done nothing. They're going to the rookie Ronald Jones, who hasn't proven anything yet. And Jameis Winston is now the starting quarterback. Atlanta's good. I don't know how they're 1-4 beyond just defensive injuries. And I think they're going to bounce back. They need to win this game, or they're definitely not going to come back and make the playoffs. So I think they're going to win pretty big in this one at home.
I will go with my Cincinnati Bengals, who are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this will be one where everyone's going to be like, oh, Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's favored in this game. Now, it's only 2. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati's better than they are. And Pittsburgh's offense, by the way, isn't that good. They're being overinflated because of the one performance against the Falcons, who may have the worst defense in the NFL. These games are always tight. Roethlisberger has struggled against Cincinnati. I think it's been 4 years since he's even completed 60% of his passes against Cincinnati. They have 2 good corners. They have a really good defensive line, and Pittsburgh's offensive line has struggled most of this year. So I like Cincinnati at home. And this will be one of those ones where people will be surprised and be like, oh, what's wrong with Pittsburgh? What's wrong with Pittsburgh is Cincinnati's better than they are. It's a more complete team. The Bengals win this.
Okay.
Me.
Suk going with Cincy. Lynch, Atlanta. Me, Jax. What else do we have here? We have, we've got Eagles, Giants tonight.
Yeah.
NFC East showdown?
I almost... picked the Eagles for my lock of the week, and then I remembered they're on the road on Thursday and those teams never win.
That's the only thing that gave me the same sort of pause. But did you read today that supposedly there's already a locker room being split with Eli Manning?
Oh
yeah, people
what
are
they wait
that th- people are thinking he's done, that he's losing the locker
okay,
room basically.
Who's their backup? I mean, what's their alternative?
There isn't.
There isn't. So just
that the season could be spiraling, and this is, I mean, he's 38. I think turns 39 this year. And I think the point is that they didn't draft a quarterback this year. One's coming next year, and we've probably seen the end of Eli Manning.
Do you remember who their backup is? I had to go look it up.
I'm trying to think of who their backup is.
It was one of the toughest ones.
No, not
David Carr.
Alex Tanny.
Yeah.
George Washington.
George Washington? What? He's old.
Alex Tanny.
Yeah, but there was an article today saying in the locker room, there's many players that, well, Odell already came out and publicly ripped him, but he ripped everybody. But supposedly there's resentment brewing. Mm. And you look at his numbers and they look pretty good, but they did a deep dive into the Pro Football Focus, their analytics. And when you look at numbers that matter, third down, completions over, 7 yards, it's not real pretty. That basically he's dinking and dunking his way to kind of garbage points and yards.
How about this? Justin Herbert, Saquon Barkley, and Odell Beckham next year.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, they've got one of the best
Tank.
They've got one of the best skill position cores in the NFL.
But their offensive line can't block anybody.
Offensive line sucks and they need a new signal caller. But yes, the way things are going, Herbert could absolutely end up in New York.
As a Herbert fan, I don't want that to happen because he will get killed.
What do you mean?
Sacked constantly.
You would hope that the offensive line improves. They already got rid of Eric Flowers, and that's a step in the right direction.
Minnesota is hosting the Arizona. Big point spread here.
Yeah, Minnesota wins, but it's like, 10 or 11?
Yeah.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, it's Arizona. I haven't watched much of Josh Rosen.
Suck.
Is Rosen bad?
Yes.
They won last week.
He's really bad.
He's so... They won, but I think he was like 10 of 25 for like 112
Can
yards.
Can I report to you that Arizona has covered their last three?
Well, I mean, 10 points is a lot.
They still have a great running back.
It's 11.
Johnson. It's 11 now? Dude, trust me, the Cardinals suck, but I wouldn't touch that. I don't like double-digit spreads in the NFL. That smells of cheap backdoor cover or letdown game. Hopefully the Vikings are focused, but they played Buffalo and got blown out, and that's in Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Did you know that the Cleveland Browns are a crappy call away from being 5-0 against the spread?
Yeah, they got the Chargers this week.
Yeah, they're hosting the Chargers.
I'll take Cleveland. Is it, I think it's 2-3?
No, it's more like, it's closer to a pick 'em. The Chargers are a small favorite.
And to me, I think Cleveland's better than the Chargers.
Really?
I think there's good value in Cleveland, believe it or not. I like the Browns.
I kind of like the Chargers.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Right there. Chicago is at Miami this week.
3.5, I believe I saw that.
Yeah, Bears at 3.5.
My Miami Dolphins,
That's
juggernaut
scary.
That is.
No. Wait. I can't remember. Are you the one poo-pooing? No, you were not poo-pooing.
No,
Mike thinks Miami sucks.
Yeah.
You think Miami will be in the playoff, quote, mix.
Yes. They'll be an 8-9
so
win team.
So who wins this? This seems like a spot where Miami jumps up and bites. Bites them.
It tends to happen that way,
parody
right?
Parody reigns.
Like Chicago throws, the 6 touchdowns and everyone's in love with Trubisky and the Dolphins have struggled.
Chicago's coming off a bye, though.
And the Dolphins have struggled a little bit. And it's in Miami.
Da Bears.
Yeah. I'll take Miami in this. I'm getting points. Give me the Dolphins.
Get the field goal and a hook.
Give me the Dolphins at home getting the 3.5.
All right, we'll go through the rest of the schedule when we get back. Make sure you log on to 1080thefan.com and enter our NFL challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. In the news coming up at 4:30, the missing hiker found. And I have another scenario. It's sort of a lawsuit scenario again.
Mm-hmm.
Happened at a haunted house.
Ooh.
And
is it one of those full contact haunted houses?
No, I don't know that.
Have you seen some of those?
No.
I don't know how that's not a lawsuit waiting to happen, or
well,
at least an
one,
ass kicking.
I'll let you decide who should win this. And that'll be in the news at 4:30. It is 4:13 on the Fan.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news, 10 minutes for you guys. But we are going through the NFL slate here because, well, football. Carolina is at Washington.
I like Washington in this spot. believe really? It or not. You know, two of Carolina's wins came against, you know, garbage teams. They needed the 60-yard field goal. Washington's a little uneven up and down, but I like teams that have been embarrassed the week before. They're usually a bounce back, and the Redskins aren't that bad, and the Panthers aren't that good. Washington's at home. I like the Skins here.
How is it that you need a 63-yard field goal to beat the Giants?
Exactly. Like, it's Carolina.
They're weird.
Carolina has a good record, but it's they're not as good as everyone thinks, and I don't think the Redskins are as bad, and I think there's value here in the Redskins.
Jets are hosting the Colts. Jets are favored by 2.5.
Well, the Colts 1-4. Yeah, I don't have a good feel for this one. I guess I'd take the Jets at home. The Colts are a bit of a mess. I mean, it's kind of what they've been, and it's Andrew Luck and not a whole lot else, and they're finding creative ways to lose. The Jets aren't bad.
Colts' losses are to the Bengals, the Eagles, the Texans, and the Patriots.
Yeah, well, not the easiest, but certainly not the the toughest schedule in the world.
Lord knows how that one will go.
I know.
Right?
Zero.
That's a classic, you know, whoever plays better.
Yeah, zero feel for that game. But you know, if I had to bet it, I would take the Jets. What did you say? 2.5?
2.5.
Yeah, lay the 2.5.
Cincinnati-Pittsburgh, you like the bungholes.
I do. I like Cincinnati. This thing...
Is it finally the bungholes year?
I don't know if it's... They're not good enough to win at all. I don't think Andy Dalton is good enough to win at all, but they're better than Pittsburgh. I've said it all year. I think Pittsburgh's overrated. I think we're living off of Pittsburgh's name and reputation alone. And last week against Atlanta is going to give people a lot of hope, but their offensive line is a mess. Roethlisberger is getting older, although they had a monster game again against the worst defense in the NFL, maybe in Atlanta. But they haven't been that good because I don't think they are. And I think we're waiting for Cincinnati to kind of get exposed. Cincinnati is a good team. I don't know if they're elite, but it's a roster without a ton of holes, and they play real defense over there. I think their limitation is a lot like what Kansas City's had the last couple of years. I just think Andy Dalton is he's a decent quarterback. He's better than average, but I think against the elite teams, he'll get exposed in the playoffs. But I don't think Pittsburgh's one of those teams.
How much will Le'Veon Bell help when he gets back?
Well, I think he makes a big difference. I mean, not that Connor's been bad, but I think you're talking about one of the elite players in the league. And if his mind's right, I think that a guy like Le'Veon Bell will make a huge difference in that offense, especially if you can go a 1-2 punch with those two guys.
Yeah, all right. Tampa Bay is at Atlanta. That's Mike's lock. He loves the Falcons, although I just don't trust Atlanta's defense against anybody. I mean,
no.
Tampa can put up points.
No.
So that's kind of a weird
Atlanta
one.
Can't lose. They're going to be 1-5. There's no way
they just don't have the defense.
Their season's done.
That to me seems like a shootout.
Yeah.
Seattle at Oakland. This game is in
London.
London town.
Did you also see that
Seattle's favored?
Speaking of London, I don't know. Seattle, by the way, that game against the Rams was a shocker.
Play good at home.
If their offense plays like that, I mean, holy hell. And maybe they found a run game. 3 straight games, the 100-yard rusher. But I saw today that who's the Khan, the owner of the Jags, is exploring...
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan? He's exploring the tax implications of playing somewhere between... Well, either all 8 games or at least 4 of them over in London.
Wow.
But trying to keep the team in Jacksonville because London has huge taxes on higher salaries. So he's currently kicking the tires to see if he can...
Huh.
He can make that happen.
So the Jags would become London's team?
Well, he is on the verge of buying Wembley Stadium. Like, he's going to buy it. And then he wants to move his team there, but he can't. He has to try to find a way to keep him in Jacksonville. Plus, he said he would. At least they'll be based out of Jacksonville, but there's talk of possibly playing 4-4. 4 in London, 4 here.
Wow.
But there's other issues, like if he is based out of London, you know, players would have to pay taxes over there, and do free agents want to go and pay? Remember, like in California, when you go to California and you play a game there, you have to pay California taxes.
Right.
The same would be true in London, and London would have the highest taxes of any place. And would that be a downside? But I guess he's exploring all these different options, but the London Jags could be happening sooner than later.
Interesting. Well, Seahawks Raiders this weekend. Seattle got there. Actually, I think they said that they're getting there today at 1:30, and then Oakland doesn't arrive until tomorrow at 2:30. I don't know if that matters.
I think I would take Seattle in this.
But it takes like, you know, to get acclimated. Like, I'm thinking, so if they get there Friday at 2:30, Saturday. Yeah, I don't think that matters. Like, a lot of people were making a big deal of Seattle getting there a day earlier because, you know, you got a your body clock and everything.
Yep. It's a long flight.
With the time change. But I think by Saturday night, Oakland should be caught up. It only takes, like, one sleep.
I kind of like the way Seattle's playing right now. I mean, that Rams game, you know, maybe that's fool's gold, but that showed me something. You know, maybe their offense has found something.
Your Seahawks.
My Seattle Seahawks.
You and the 12s just pushing them to victory. They will not.
Pushing to mediocrity.
Pushing them to cover the spread. How about
pushing
that?
Pushing their way to 8 wins. Give me Seattle in this.
Well, they have been good at home.
Yeah.
No, they won. I guess they won at Arizona.
That doesn't matter.
Arizona, it doesn't matter.
Arizona's so bad.
Look at you.
Arizona is atrocious.
Buffalo at Houston.
Yeah, I'll go with Houston.
Yeah, you hate Buffalo.
I do hate Buffalo, although I'm not particularly in love with
Houston.
They
just beat Tennessee, either. Man.
I know, but you know my feelings on the Tennessee Titans.
You think they suck, too?
I think they
suck,
too.
You think everyone sucks?
No, I do not.
The
I don't
Rams,
think the Seahawks suck. I think they're okay.
Rams at Denver.
Yeah, I'll be interested.
It's supposed to snow. Did you see that?
Yeah, like a bunch, too, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see this one because, you know, Denver gave Kansas City with some of their defensive schemes and their ability to rush the quarterback, they gave Kansas City some problems, right? I mean, they had Kansas City down and then they had the fourth quarter drive. And so I'm intrigued to see if they can slow down this Rams offense. And right now, LA's got some serious problems on defense. This one, what is it? Is it 7.5, 8-ish, the spread?
Looks like it's, let's see, 7.5. Denver has not covered all season, by the way.
Really?
Uh-uh. They got one push.
Maybe
no, it's 7.
Maybe I'm not touching that at 7. If that thing was 8, you give me more than a touchdown, I may be inclined to take the points.
The ponies.
Yeah. Bad weather. Again, Denver can do some stuff on defense, and the Rams' defense right now can't stop a nosebleed.
Okay. Jacksonville at Dallas.
Jacksonville. I'm with you on this.
Okay. Yeah, Dallas is weird.
Yeah, Dallas is funky. And the Jags defense, you're right. While it did wear down against Kansas City, that's still one of the best defenses.
Yeah, they played well. They just
their offense
a weird
gave
game.
Them no help whatsoever. I can't see Dallas doing a bunch offensively against the Jags.
Did you guys debate this Monday? I was out, but the Jason Garrett thing? Not going for it on
Oh, yeah, not going for it on fourth and one. No, we didn't talk about it.
What a pansy. You didn't even talk about that, huh?
Think he was making the call or Jerry's calling from the box?
Well, I thought Jerry said that. Jerry basically said they should have gone for it.
Well, he says that now.
Baltimore is at Tennessee. Baltimore is favored here.
I'll take the Ravens because, again, I hate the Titans and I think they stink.
Why do you hate them so much?
They shouldn't be this crappy.
This seems,
and
it
they
feels
are.
Personal.
It's not, you know what? It kind of bothers me that I feel like they're wasting Mariota. Like, I want that kid to succeed. And I feel like, a lot like Deshaun Watson, I feel like they are going to drive him into the ground.
Seattle.
They should be better. Mariota. They have a good offensive line. They've spent money on some offensive weapons. And they're not good. Their offense stinks.
How about Kansas City at New England? Sunday night. Great game.
I like the Pats in this spot here. Lot to prove for New England, not a whole lot to prove for Kansas City.
And this screams KC's first loss.
Yes. This is, and
Kansas
again,
City's covered all 5.
And going back to that Denver game, Denver gave Kansas City some problems. And we've seen some people, I'm not going to say stop Kansas City, but they've seen some people that have slowed them down a little bit. And I think the more tape that gets on Mahomes, you're going to find some weaknesses there. And I think Belichick and his schemes will be able to slow them down a little bit. And I think now that you've seen New England with their full complement, although I don't think Chris Hogan practiced, but you're seeing their full complement of offense. You're seeing what they're capable of, and everyone's jockeying Kansas City. This seems like one of these FU games that New England has every year. I really like the Pats in this spot.
And finally, Monday night's game this week will be San Francisco visiting Green Bay. I have a hot nugget on this game if you'd like.
Yeah, what do you got?
Would you like it?
Yes, I would.
This game will feature the first ever father-daughter broadcast team.
Really?
Yes.
What do we got?
Well, Kevin Harlan is going to be on the call. And then his daughter will be on the sidelines.
Like doing a sideline, the sideline reporter?
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think she's
going to
be doing?
She's also a hot, if you haven't seen her before.
Is she a hot?
I'm on my way right now.
Her name is Olivia Harlan Decker.
She married Eric Decker? They doing a kind of a three-way thing there with his other
just Google
Decker?
Olivia Harlan and thank me later.
Yeah, she's a college football sideline reporter, but she's going to be on this this game with her daddy.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Daddy. And then who is, let's see, I'm trying to find out who's in the booth. Oh, Kurt Warner's in the booth with Kevin Harlan.
Okay. And this is a high spread, too.
On Westwood
isn't
One.
Isn't this right around 10 as well?
Oh, yeah. It's like 10.
But
Green Bay.
Look, again, I don't like
San Francisco sucks.
I don't like betting double-digit spreads, but if you got to, I'm going to go ahead and take Green Bay in this because much like the Cardinals, the 49ers are effing terrible.
They are because they lost Garoppolo.
Yes.
I mean, they weren't before that.
Their entire offense is 5-yard checkdowns.
Although they have only covered one time.
Yeah. The Niners. Season. The Niners stink.
Also, Decker with two Ks because she's with Sam Decker, the NBA player.
Oh, she married him?
I guess so.
Obviously.
Oh, there you go.
What's her name again?
Olivia Harlan.
I'd like to look it up, but my computer will not allow me.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
Kevin Harlan is so good.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, she is a hot. God.
Like, really, really hot.
Well, it's good to be Sam Decker.
God. Well, I don't know about really, really. I'll give her one really.
Oh. So it's not like really, really hot?
I give her one really. She's really hot.
Like Sam Ponder hot?
No.
Better?
I love Ponder.
I know you do.
No, I don't think so. I think in my power rankings, Ponder is above Harlan. Mm. But, you know, everybody's different.
Everyone has their personal preferences.
All right, that is our NFL challenge. Coming up next, it is time for In the News. We do have info on the missing hiker up on Mount Hood. And I have a lawsuit story of which you can play judge again. You like these when I do this for
what
you?
I do.
I'll let you decide who wins this.
Me and Kavanaugh, we make the tough decisions.
And a lot of people are texting in that apparently Harlan's daughter was Miss Kansas.
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Interesting. So you missed your opportunity there?
Yeah.
By probably
where she's
about
from.
15 years.
You think she likes old kind of fat guys?
As opposed to young stud NBA players?
Sam Decker? I don't know. What's he got? What's that guy got going on? He's not that great.
He's in the NBA and he's like 6'9", probably has abs.
Yeah,
what do you got happening?
One hosted this broadcast.
That's true. Has she seen the Italian beefcake photo? Maybe you slide
right
into the DMs with that one.
She was Miss Kansas Teen USA.
Hmm. But she wasn't even like Miss Kansas. She was Miss Teen Kansas.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed to comment on that.
No.
That was 2010.
Nope. Well, now she's...
Oh, she's from Mission Hill. They're snooty over there.
So you can comment on her now, you just can't comment on her then.
Right, she was only 17.
So you can't look back at that photo and say anything. It's a retroactive sort of thing.
I'm looking here. Do you think Miss Teen Kansas has ever come from Salina?
I suppose it's possible.
It is not possible. Not happened as I scroll through here. It's too bad.
Does that say something?
A lot of hots from Wichita, apparently. It only started in 1982, this crown.
Well, the whole thing's a sham then. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at her finally here.
All right, In the News is coming up next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
1080 The Fan.
All right, a very busy sports day, you guys. We'll get back to all that top of the hour with the Hot 5 at 5, what the Pac-12 is saying about their officiating gaffe. Also, Scott Frost accusing Oregon State of horrible, awful things. So that will be at 5 right now, though. Ladies and gentlemen, October 11th, 2018. It's time for the news.
I'm ready for
Snowden it. Snowden newsman here.
Hot news today, too. Sad news.
Yeah, very sad news. You know, they were looking for that hiker up on Mount Hood. And it was kind of a weird one because... Now, this guy's from Phoenix, and he was with another... He was with a buddy. And they were only about a half a mile or a mile from... I think they said they were a mile from the lodge.
Yeah.
And they were at a trail, and... heading back down to the lodge, and the friend, the guy from Arizona, was a little winded and a little tired, and he said, "Hey, you know what? I'll catch up to you. I'm just gonna rest right here." So the buddy goes back to the lodge, and the guy never shows up. The other guy, the Arizona guy. The tired guy.
I hate to be this guy.
Uh-oh.
But whenever these stories come up, isn't there like an element of like, what the hell? hell, man?
What the hell, man? What?
Why would he leave his friend?
There's always
don't leave him.
Yeah, there's always something there that I find weird. And I'm not saying there's any nefarious things that happen, but anytime there's one of these missing hiker stories, whether they've found alive or dead, some of the decisions that are made seem so far out.
Well, do you think this is far out that the guy said, "Well, we're pretty close. It was a half mile or a mile, but
that's my point.
Like, he said, we're close, so I'll just meet you at the lodge.
If we were hiking together and we were on our way back and we were a half mile and you said, hey, I need to sit down and rest a little bit, I would never under any circumstances be like, well, nuts to you. I'm just going to power through this. You sit down with your buddy.
Yeah. If the guy said go on without me, I'd be like, no.
No.
I'll hang out for a bit. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah. Like I'd ask, like, you don't need to sit down for like 8 hours, do you? Like, you need to sit down for 20 minutes and catch your breath. I'll enjoy some scenery. The idea of leaving your friend while hiking, that seems, seems suspicious to me.
Okay. Well, the guy... This dude that left him was a seasoned hiker. He goes up to Mount Hood a lot, and he said the reason he left, he said they were so close to the lodge, he was like, we're almost done, so I'll just meet him back at the...
Yeah,
that to me sounds reasonable. I don't know that I would have done it either, but it does sound reasonable that he was like, okay, we're pretty close. You just go right down here, and
just amazing
you're back at the lodge.
You died, and you were it's like the last guy... They ended up finding him, but he was like, 3 miles or something? And he got lost for a week? The stuff fascinates me.
So this guy, the guy from Arizona, his name is David Yagmorian.
He was 30 years old. He was an Arizona State Research Assistant.
Yeah, and what they said was, this was an odd one because he was so close to the lodge that they should be able to find him because he was last seen right at that trailhead where they split off. And so they thought it was really weird that they couldn't find him this close to the lodge. Well, they searched and searched and searched for several days. This was Monday when he left, when he sat down and said, I was tired, and his buddy left him. And now this morning, the searchers did not find him, but another hiker way up the trail, way back up the trail, did. So basically what happened was, or at least what they think happened was, is once this guy started to hike back down towards his buddy to the lodge, he took a wrong turn. He went the wrong way, and he went back up because they found him at about 8,300 feet. And they said that he perhaps took a fall of some 20 or 30 feet, but they also think that he was trying to set up a tent. He had a sleeping bag and other equipment, but he may have been hypothermic. And then that's what got him.
Doesn't that just seem a little odd?
He went the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think you can take... Well, I was reading through some hikers who were talking about this who hike Mount Hood all the time, and I never go up there, you know, to these areas. But one guy did say that the Timberline, the PCT of the Timberline Trail intersection is where he took a wrong turn, and apparently he said a lot of people take wrong turns there all the time. Like, it's not the best...
marked
it confuses people.
Wouldn't you know, like, he
I don't know why
he hiked 3,000 to 4,000 feet at least.
Yeah, you would think he would back up. Yeah, you'd think he would know that. Hey, going back up.
And the fact that his buddy left him, I don't know, man. It just seems every one of these stories there's always something in there that just makes me scratch my head, and it just seems like such a tragic waste because it seems so easily preventable.
Does any part of you think self-harm?
No.
That he went, you let me be, I'll figure it out, and then he goes up again?
No.
Okay. Because to me, I'm like, if you're going up, obviously you're going the wrong way.
Yeah, that's the part that just I can't wrap my head around. How do you hike several thousand feet up a mountain when you know that you were half a mile from the lodge? And you turn around and you go the other way, at some point you're like, wait a minute, I get getting lost, but going the wrong way up a mountain, and the fact that he fell and the buddy said he was a half mile and that he went back, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being...
Well, Jason.
Maybe I'm just being, I'm reading...
You're being an ass.
I'm being something, or I'm seeing something that isn't there, but the thing seems a little fishy to me.
Mr. Yagmorian is dead.
Yeah, that's...
They found him dead.
That sucks.
Okay, now to haunted house news, and we're going to get to this next. This is a haunted house in Nashville, and a woman stabbed the man she was with at the haunted house.
Oh.
But she is blaming the haunted house. Why?
What did she stab him
with? Find out next.
I have so much questions.
444 on the fan. All right, it's 449 on the fan. Hot 5-5 is not just a clever name, although it kind of is because we never really do it at 5, but it's coming up just after 5.
it's around about.
This is in the news for October 11th, 2018. A lot of people agree with you that the missing hiker story is fishy. Some believe that the friend killed him. That's a bit of a leap, but okay.
Shoved him off the cliff and was like, hey, he was just a half mile back. Go look for him. Oh, you didn't find him in 4 days. Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people also agree with the assessment that how do you think you're going down to the lodge, but you hike up 3,000 feet?
See, it just... I'm just a big believer of things in my mind when you get these sort of tragedies. Stuff needs to make sense to me. There should be a linear kind of timeline of events. And when stuff falls outside of that, maybe I've seen too much Dateline. But if Lester Holt has taught me anything, it's to be suspicious of these sorts of crimes.
Lester Holt hasn't taught me anything.
He should. I love me some Lester Holt. Or Keith Morrison. Keith Morrison, I miss him because he would be the, oh, no.
Okay, who's this on? Let's go Haunted House, Nashville.
Stabbings.
Yep, stabbings. So this guy, his name is James Yoakum, and he goes with three friends to a haunted house. It's called Nashville Nightmare. And he says for most of the night, he's a 29-year-old dude, he says for most of the night, they are being, you know, they're being chased by... Sure. You know, scary people with chainsaws and different things.
Ghouls and whatnot.
And keep in mind that all of the stuff has been fake. Obviously, it's a haunted house.
Well, it's up for debate whether ghouls are fake or not. I tend to think they're real, but let's go with that.
So Yoakum's friend, who is female, is in the Nashville Nightmare haunted house. And one of the Nashville Nightmare... workers, who is dressed as a creepy killer or something,
sure,
hands her a knife and says, go stab your friend. This is part of the bit.
Okay. It's a real knife?
Well, the girl goes over and stabs James Yoakum.
Holy hell.
And all of a sudden, he says, things turned really dark because she stabbed him in the arm. All of a sudden, he just sees nothing but blood.
That tends to happen when you get stabbed.
She's like, wait, I didn't know the knife was real. So who is this on? Now, the guy from the
haunted house.
The haunted house immediately started freaking out and saying, I didn't know it was that sharp. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And she says, well... all the stuff that has been going on so far fake. Has all been fake. So I didn't think the knife was real. And so I stabbed him. Ha ha ha. Oh, crap.
That's on the haunted house,
We need a ruling
That's
here.
On the haunted house. Now,
100% on the haunted house.
I'll say that you got to be smart enough to feel what a real knife feels like as opposed to like a latex knife. Because even if you thought the knife was dull, you still realize that you're stabbing someone with a piece of metal. That's not a good idea. But that's like 99.9% on the haunted house. And he should probably sue.
Yeah, they're already setting that up. No charges have been filed. But, they're setting up a lawsuit here.
Yeah, that's not
he
so good.
He was very lucky now, in that the stabbing was not... It missed like major stuff.
Yeah, it's just a flesh wound.
So you lost a little blood.
Yeah, no harm, no foul, right? Oh, wait, no, you got stabbed. But I went to one of those years and years ago with the missus. I went to one of those full contact haunted houses. I don't know how those things are allowed to go on.
Because they grab you and stuff?
They grab you, and some of the stuff that I saw was
Like, what do you mean?
It's a little sketchy.
Like, me too?
Let's just say they get a little grabby with some of the females, and they try to, like, split you up. And we were asked to leave because at one point you can see the group in front of you, right? And they were grabbing the males and females and splitting them up. And we watched one of the ladies get drug off. And let's just say that the hands were probably places that they shouldn't have been. And my wife was like, no. She's like, that's not happening.
Well, why do you go to one of those then?
Well, we
didn't know that happened?
We thought it would be more like, you know, they can jump out and grab you. Yeah, one of those things.
Boom.
Yeah. And that they're, you know, so we went and they give you the, you know, they try to play it up like they're going to scare you by grabbing you. I don't think we realized that it was quite this hands-on-y. And so my wife held on to me and was like, we're not getting split up. And I tried telling the guy that jumped out, hey, we're good, we're just going to leave. And the guy was like, no, like, and tried to separate us. And that didn't go so well. After a couple times of me telling him to get his hands off my wife.
Did you stab him?
No, but there was an issue and there was some shoving. And then we were asked to leave. And I said, that's what we were trying to do in the first place. And they took us out a side door. And
so you were that guy at a haunted house, yes, where this goes on. You're the guy who says, get your hands off my wife.
That did happen. Yes. Well, when they were dragging one of the ladies away in front of us, her shirt got like pulled up. And the guys, like I said, one guy had from the legs and the other guy was up top, and we're literally dragging this gal away while the guy was getting drugged, and like they threw him in like in a freezer type thing, and they split him up. And at that point, my wife was having none of this because she already felt that maybe some of the guys were a little, let's just say they were more hands on with the girls than they were the guys.
Yeah, shocking.
No one was jumping out and grabbing me. They were all jumping out and grabbing her. And after about 10...
And then putting you in a freezer.
Yeah, and after about 10 minutes of that, she was done being touched.
Let's get rid of you. Hey, by the way, Lester Holt, look at that.
Hey, there he is.
That's in Kansas City. Look at that. What's he doing there?
Well, he's no longer on Dateline. He's the head news guy.
Yeah, but why is he there? What's he doing there? He's not in the news desk. He's not at the news desk.
Well, you go out on location. You got to go out and...
The Lester Holt World Tour continues?
Yes, remember they did...
To tell us on KGW, it was important that he was coming to town.
It's just a green screen. He's not anywhere.
They
put the city in the back, different ones.
Yet no one cares.
You poo-pooed Lester Holt.
Yes. Lester Holt.
Oh, he's a noted... You as a noted newsman should respect Lester Holt.
I'm gunning for his job. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you've already taken down two here locally.
That's right.
You're chasing people out.
All right, that is in the news for October 11th. Coming up next... The Hot 5 at 5 will include a story about the Pac-12 looking like fools. Nebraska coach Scott Frost accusing Oregon State of something. And what else? Oh, something has occurred for the first time in conference history. And I mean Pac-12. And we will get to that coming up next. Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.